would like to study again about a king in the Bible.
我们今天要研究一个圣经里头讲的王。
Because the Bible teaches us that many of these examples are for our benefit.
因为这是给我们作为未来好的例子。
From the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God has already told us that He created us for the purpose to rule His creation.
在创世纪里头，上帝创造人类来统治这个世界。
And therefore, we need to be managers and leaders.
所以我们需要是领导的人物。
And then he tells us, God tells us that man has sinned, and therefore we lose some of our ability.
但是因为我们犯罪，所以失去了一些领导的能力。
And God teaches us how to be able to be God's kind of a person again.
所以上帝要教导我们怎么样成为爱像主一样圣洁的人。
And then his purpose at the end in the book of Revelation teaches us that we then can also rule with God and to be leaders in the universe.
所以到圣经最后启示录，我们再次能够跟主一起领导。
And then Bible is full of teaching to tell us.Some of the good leaders and some are bad leaders.
圣经里头教导我们有些好的领袖跟不好的领袖。
And we have studied a couple weeks ago about the king of the Judah, the nation of Judah, the son of Solomon, Rehoboam.
所以我们以前研究过犹大的国王，就是所罗门王的儿子。
And how he...was not humble enough to serve his people.
因为他不愿意谦卑来服侍他的人民。
And he used tough words to face his people and tax them and want to use high hand to control them.
他用严厉的语言，然后重税来想要统治他的人民。
And so the people depart from him.
所以他的人民离开他。
And then his country split into two.
所以犹太国就一分为二。
One is in the north, kingdom of Israel. One in the south, the kingdom of Judah.
所以北国是以色列，然后南国是犹大国。
And now we want to continue to study the king who split from him, the leader who split from Rehoboam, and his name is called.Jeroboam.
我们就是要看见分裂的另外一国耶罗波安王。
And both of them are bone.
他们名字很类似。
Jeroboam.
反正就是罗波。
And then we find that this king Jeroboam was actually chosen by God.
但是耶罗波安事实上是上帝的拣选。
We find that in the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 11, 28 to 31.
所以我们列王记上11章28节开始。
I hope you can see the words there. And it tells us that Jeroboam originally was a man with great ability.
耶罗波安是大有才能的人。
And King Solomon in the old days saw this young man. He liked him.
所罗门王见这人殷勤，喜欢他。
And so Solomon think that this is a good, able man, and put him in charge of many of his building and his work.
就派他监管约瑟家一切工程。
And so you see that Jeroboam himself was.A man that can do great things.
所以耶罗波安应该是有能力可以做很伟大的事情。
Even Solomon liked him.
所罗门王也很喜欢他。
But one day, when Jeroboam went out of the capital of Jerusalem,
一日耶罗波安出了耶路撒冷。
And when he was in the field, a prophet came to meet him.
有一个先知亚西亚在路上遇见他。
And this prophet, named Abijah, was wearing a new coat.
这个先知亚西亚身上穿了一件新衣。
And the prophet facing Jeroboam and take off his new coat and tore it up into 12 pieces.
这个先知亚西亚将他身上穿的新衣服撕成十二片。
And the prophet said that, "Oh, I'll give you 10 pieces."
所以耶利都跟他说，你可以拿十片。
Because God has given the kingdom of Solomon, divide them and give you 10 tribes.
因为他把所罗门王的国家分一分为二，给你十个支派。
And then the other tribes would be retained for the son of Solomon.
所以剩下的两个支派会留给所罗门王的后裔。
Why did God do that?
为什么神要这样做呢？
Because Solomon sinned against God.
因为所罗门王犯罪。
And Solomon's son also sinned against God.
然后他的儿子也犯罪。
And so God divided the northern kingdom 10 tribes, gave to Jeroboam and the rest two tribes, which is Judah and Benjamin, gave it, just retained it for Solomon's son.
所以所罗门的儿子只有两个支派，那耶罗波安是北国有十个支派。
So God actually called this man to be the king.
事实上，耶罗波安是被神拣选的王。
And then you can see that God actually gave him some assurance.
上帝同时也给他一些应许。
Now look at the Chinese here. Maybe Brother James can read it for us.
好，三十七节，我必拣选你，使你照心里一切所愿的，作王治理以色列。你若听从我一切所吩咐你的事，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例诫命，像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在，为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。
And then, verse 9, 39.
39, 我必因所罗门所行的，使大卫后裔受患难，但不至于永远。
All right, in the English, it says this. However, as for you, I will take you and you will rule over all that your hearts desire. Now, that's a pretty good promise. And you will be king over Israel. If you do whatever I command you and walk in obedience to me and do what is right in my eyes to obey my decrees and commands as David my servant did, I will be with you.I will build your dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David and will give Israel to you. I will humble David's descendant because of this, but not forever. Now, so you see God allowed the kingdom to be split.
所以上帝让以色列分一分为二。
So indeed later on, the peoplemost of the people came to Jeroboam and say, we don't like our king Rehoboam, and he taxes us too much, so we'll follow you, we'll have our own kingdom.
所以大部分人民都喜欢耶罗波安，因为罗波安上税上的太重。
And so we see that this is within God's will and God's plan.
这些都是在上帝的计划当中。
Now, notice some of the word that God said to Jeroboam.
我们再重新看一下上帝对耶罗波安讲的话。
He said, "I chose you. You belong to me."
我拣选你，你属于我。
And he also said that if you obey me, then I will establish you, make your kingdom enduring forever and ever.
你若听从我，遵守我的戒律， 我就向你建立坚固的家。
And so God has already promised him, you, as long as you follow me, your kingdom will be so good, just as the kingdom of David.
你若听从我吩咐你的，遵行我的道，你就像我为大卫所立的一样。
So God is not giving him some bad deal and just, oh, let him try something and if he fail, it's okay. No, God promised, I will bless you.
上帝应许要那个祝福他。
But did he trust in God?
但是他有相信神吗？
No, he did not.
他没有信任神的话。
Why? Why didn't he trust in God's word?
为什么他没有信任神的话呢？
Because he feared that he will lose his kingdom position.
但是他怕失去他的地位。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Well, because in 1 Kings chapter 12, it tells us this.
所以我们再看十二章。
And the Bible said, then Jeroboam, first of all, after he became king, notice, he built a city. And he built two great cities to protect himself.
因为他建筑一些来保护他自己。
And that was good.
这应该是好的事情。
But then notice he thought to himself, verse 26.
但是从26节耶罗伯安心里说。
He said the kingdom will now lightly revert to the house of David.
恐怕这国仍归大卫家。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he was afraid that his people will go to the south, go back to Jerusalem to worship God there.
这民若上耶路撒冷去，在耶和华的殿里献祭。
Because they worship God, everybody worship God.
因为每个人都是向主敬拜。
Under David, Solomon, they still worship God.
大卫王、所罗门王，他们都向主献祭。
And every year they spend free time to go to Jerusalem to worship God together.
一年三次他们要到耶路撒冷去向献祭。
And he is afraid that, oh, all my people go to Jerusalem, they left me.
他们怕人民如果去耶路撒冷献祭就会忘记他。
Then they will again pledge allegiance to the southern kingdom, to Solomon's son, and nobody like me no more.
所以他们仍归犹大王南国罗伯安王。
And they will kill me.
他们就会把我杀了。
He didn't trust God.
他不信任上帝，
a lot of fear himself.
自己心里很害怕。
Oh, this caused him to do something.
所以他就做了一些奇怪的事情。
In his mind, he was thinking, "How am I going to protect myself?"
他想，我要怎么样来保护我的地位？
These people are going to Jerusalem to worship God.
他们既然要到耶路撒冷去献祭
，Maybe I would.Keep them here in my country to worship God and don't have to leave the country.
所以如果我们能够让这些人民就是在北国献祭的话。
And so he built two calves.
所以他建造两只金牛犊。
These female cows in his own country and two cities.
他就在自己北国的两个城市里头建了两个金牛犊。
One is in Bethel, one is in Dan.
所以一个在但，一个在。
One is in his country's southern part, closer to Jerusalem. One is even northern part way up there in his country.
就是在北国的北部跟北国的南部建了两个城市。
And then, this golden calf was to resemble the cherubim in the ark.Of Jerusalem.
这两个金牛犊事实上就是有点像约柜的上面的天使。
And then he told his people, "Oh, if you go to Jerusalem, it's too hard."
所以说你们去耶路撒冷的话是很难。
And too far.
而且距离太远。
And you have to travel. You have to walk so far.
你们要旅行，距离很远。
Just stay in our own country.
就是在自己的国内就好了。
And just worship God right here because these calves represent God.
因为这些金牛犊就是代表上帝。
Now notice the Bible says that this caused the people in sins.
这个事情让百姓陷在罪里。
Because they would worship the golden calves instead of the true God Jehovah.
因为他们拜牛犊不拜真神。
Now this is a big sin
before. 这是一个很大的罪。
Now today, in this kind of a country, in this kind of climate, many people also create their own religious system.
现在我们在现在的国家里头，我们也自己创造了自己的崇拜的系统。
Even in the world, people say that, oh, we know Jesus Christ, we know God, but we worship God our own way.
甚至世界上有很多人说，我们知道耶稣，我们知道上帝，但是我们有自己的方式来崇拜。
There are many cults in America and even around the world, similar to Christianity, but they have their different system.
在美国跟在世界上有很多邪教，看起来好像跟基督教很像。
And some of the leaders of those cults, they wrote their own books.And they create their own thing, and they say, "Oh, that's the way that you worship God."
他们甚至自己写自己的圣经，说是这才是正确的方式来敬拜上帝。
How do we know they are different?
我们怎么样知道他们不同呢？
Because they don't follow the teaching of the Bible.
因为他们不遵从圣经的教导。
And because they don't follow the teaching of the apostle.The disciples of Jesus.
而且他们也不遵守使徒的教导。
And they claim they have new revelation, new concept, new ideas.
他们是有新的主意，新的启示。
So they create something just like they want to create new things in technology, create new system in scientific theory.
就好像新的科学、新的科技一样。
And they think I can do that for religion.
所以他们认为，也可以创造新的宗教。
So you see that there are some cults, that in the history or in the modern time that caused many people to sin and depart from God.
所以在历史上跟现在，我们都看见有很多邪教让人离开真神。
Some God has not judged them yet.
虽然上帝还没有在真正来审判他
，Just like those religious system in Jeroboam's day last for some time，
就像耶利波安的时间，这些拜金牛犊也是持续了一些时间。
In fact, influences to influence the whole nation in the north Israel for a long time, several hundred years，
影响了北国几百年。
But God.Continue to judge them.
但是上帝不断地在审判他们。
God sent prophets to tell them you did wrong.
一直派先知去告诉他们你们做错了事。
They did not listen.
但是他们不听。
But some system God did judge seriously.
但是有些系统上帝很严重地来审判。
Just like today, you see some cults in Texas or some cults in other places.In the world, they claim to be close to Christianity, but yet cause many people to die and be judged.
就像德州跟世界上其他很多地方，他们说是基督教，但是让很多人甚至有生命的危险。
Now, one of the major reasons for people to create different things is for the purpose of convenience.
他们创造自己崇拜系统，最主要就是为了方便。
Now, notice, Jeroboam said, "It is too hard. You go there too far. So just be convenient. Just be right here. So you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend time. You don't have to sacrifice."
所以耶利巴说：“你们不必牺牲，不必走那么久，太困难了，就留在这里就可以了。”
Now, this kind of problem is not only in the cults.But also in Christianity itself.
不单单在邪教，就算我们真正基督徒当中，也是有类似的情况。
Many times we serve God, we ask ourselves.
当我们服事的时候，我们自己在问。
It's for convenience.
对我来讲，这方便吗？
It's It's easy. That's why this is the way that I will do something for the church.
如果方便的话，我就为教会来服侍。
It's easy, so you know it's on my way. So I just do something for God.
所以如果顺路的话，我就为主做一些事情。
Thing that is convenient for me, then I will serve God.
如果方便的话，我就来服侍。
If it costs me to sacrifice.No.
如果我要受苦的话，要牺牲那就算了。
And so we do our own things, and we don't go to church. We just think, oh, it's not convenient. I'm busy in other things.
所以常常我们说啊，不方便，我们就不去教会崇拜。
So the problem of Jeroboam is also our problem sometimes too.
所以耶利波安的问题也是我们有时候也是我们自己的问题。
We worship God, we do things for God, it's just because it's nice and good and convenient only.
我们服事只是因为对我们来讲很方便。
But remember, Jesus says, if anyone want to be my disciple, you have to bear my cross and follow me.
耶稣说，你要成我的门徒的话。你要背我的背负我的十字架跟随我。
In fact, he says you have to deny yourself.
然后你们要拒绝自己。
So if it is a convenient kind of thing for you to come to church, for you to believe in Jesus, and that's not enough.
如果方便才来教会才来相信耶稣的话，那不是真的。
You have to think, is it God's way? Is it the Bible way?
你要看看这是不是上帝的旨意，还是上帝的方式。
God has saved me.
上帝救了我。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我舍身。
And he asked me to also serve him with sacrifice.
所以我们也应该服侍他，要牺牲自己。
So number one, Jeroboam create his own gods.
所以耶利波安先创造自己的神。
Number two, he told the people.Just be convenient.
第二，他告诉他的人民是为了他们的方便。
And the third thing, he did not follow God's way to establish the religious personnel.
他没有照神的规章来建立祭司的系统。
Now that is relating to our practice in how we get leaders in the church.
这个就跟我们教会要怎么样来选择领袖也有关系。
Now, how did Jeroboam build his religious priests?
耶利波安怎么样来建立他的祭司呢？
He could not go to Jerusalem to get those priests to help him, right?
他不能去耶路撒冷要那边的祭司来帮忙他。
In fact, many priests from his own country left him, left the north country and went back to Jerusalem because they say we worship God there.
事实上，北国很多祭司就回到耶路撒冷，因为说我们要在那边来向上帝献祭。
So he's smart. Jeroboam said, "I got to have some leader. I have to have some priest to help me in the church."
耶利波安说，我应该有些祭司来在我的神殿里头帮忙我献祭。
So how did he do it?
所以他怎么做呢
？He appoint priests himself.
所以他就自己来任命祭司。
All sorts of people, as long as you know, you come and I'll pay you, and you know, you'll be the priest.
他就说来吧，我就指定你做我的祭司。
And there is one requirement in Old Testament time.
旧约的时候做祭司是有一个条件的。
You want to be priest, you must be a Levite.
只有利未族的人才可以做祭司。
Who's Levi? Levi is a descendant of Moses also.
所以利未人是摩西的后裔。
God has told Moses, your people, Levi, they are the only one that can be priests.
上帝告诉摩西，只有你的后裔才可以来做祭司。
No one else can do that.
别的支派都不可以做祭司。
But Jeroboam said, oh, that's too old.
但是耶利波安说，啊，这种是老套。
We gotta be creative.
对啊，我们就是要有一些创造。
As long as people want to serve God, what's wrong with that?
自己要有些创意，我自己指定祭司有什么不对
？So he just appoint whoever you know that he like, and they will be the priests and help them in the temple.
他就指定他喜欢的人来到殿里头来做祭司，帮忙献祭。
You know, brother, sister, serving God must have a condition.
弟兄姐妹，侍奉神的话是有条件的。
Especially leaders in the church must follow some qualification.
特别是教会的领袖一定要有条件。
We cannot let people to serve God and be leader in the church just because, this person is smart. He has leadership ability. He's good. And therefore, okay, let him do it.
并不是说哦，这个人有能力，他会领导，那这样就可以了。
In some church in Hong Kong, for example, when I was young, these deacons, those leaders in the church, are very powerful because they got money, very rich.
在香港的时候，有些教会的执事很有权力，因为他们事实上是有些财务上面的利益。
You appoint couple rich people in the church as deacon, your church will never worry about money.
所以常常他们就是让有钱人来做。
Now, that is a serious problem here.
这个话是有很大的问题。
People just baptize, right? Raise their hand. Oh, everybody, that's God. We want that person leaders.
因为浸信会的话就是投票，那所以大家都可以投票说让有钱的人。
But what is the Bible qualification?
但是圣经上有执事的条件。
This person must have spiritual wisdom.
要有属灵的智慧。
This person must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要圣灵充满。
This person must have good reputation.
要有好的名誉。
Then he can serve God.
然后才能来服侍。
In other words, this person must be a really sincere, good Christian who love God and ready to serve God and sacrifice for God, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the only kind of person can be deacons.
是有真诚、真心信主、圣灵充满才可以来服侍。
And can be leaders in the church.
才可以来领导教会。
Yes, today is a New Testament time.
我们说现在是新约的时代。
All believers are priests. The Bible says.
圣经说，只要是信主的都是祭司。
But you still have to follow the New Testament criteria to be leaders.
但是新约里头做教会的领导还是有条件的。
Besides, in the New Testament time today, any deacons.Spiritual leader must be laying hand by the people and by the pastors.
新约上面来讲，要做教会的执事是要被牧师来按手，来按立的。
And not just one pastor.
不是只有一个牧师。
I know some church say as long as the pastor lay hand, you'll be okay.
有些教会只要一个牧师按手就可以。
No such thing.
但是这是不正确的。
Have to have other pastors, other churches recognize this person's spiritual qualification, and they all lay hand. Then this person can be leader of the church.
要有别的教会也觉得这个人有属灵的条件，大家一起按立，这样子才算是。
Not just because we are Baptists, everybody say so, raise a hand, and that you are okay.
并不是说我们浸信会大家只要举手通过就算了。
You must follow God's New Testament requirement.
我们要遵守新约的条件。
So Jeroboam makes some big mistakes again.
所以耶罗波安犯了很大的错误。
Oh, there's one more problem he had.
他还有其他的问题。
For convenience sake, he changed the date of worship.
他私自改变崇拜的日期。
Now, for the Jews, they had some festival they must offer sacrifice to God. They must come together to worship God.
犹太人有特定的节庆，一起来献祭。
Generally, in July 15 is a very special day.
一般来讲，七月十五号是个重要的节庆。
And then they celebrate together.
然后一起庆祝。
But Jeroboam changed it. Is it now old day thing too old? We want our way to convenience for us. He used August 15th.
但是耶利哥安说7月15是老日子，不方便，我们现在改成8月
15。 Oh, for Chinese, that's the best.
对中国人来讲8月15是很好，是中秋节。
Moon Festival.
是中秋节。
See, I'm sure that's what he did. Find some time to feed us. Okay, that's the day we go to church.
所以我想耶利哥安也是这个样子，就是找一个大家都方便的日期。
And he ordained his own priest.
所以而且他自己指定了他自己的祭司。
More than that.
不单单这样。
He was a king and not a priest, you know.
而且他自己是国王，他自己是王，并不是祭司。
King and priest, they're different.
王跟祭司是两回事。
It is the priest that ordained the king in the Old Testament time.
是祭司来按立国王成为王。
But now, Jeroboam himself, he said, I'm the king, I say everything.So he offered sacrifice himself. He treated himself as a priest.
So 耶利哥安说我是王，我要做什么就做什么。他自己来献祭，把自己也当成祭司。
That is a big, big mistake.
这是很大的错误。
He do things in his own choosing, his own mind, his own deliberation.
所以他就照自己的意思来做事情。
He offered sacrifices on the altar.So he think that he will please God.
他觉得他献祭的话就会让上帝。
He would make everybody just be happy.
所以让上帝跟国民通的大家都很欢喜。
God anyway.
所以我们只要献祭，上帝就会喜悦。
And you know what happened?
你们知道发生了什么事吗？
Look at later what happened.
来看看后面他发生了什么事情。
A prophet from outside.He came specially, the Bible didn't tell us from where, just came specially to tell Jeroboam, hey, you did things wrong.
所以有个神人并没有说这个先知是从哪里来，只是他就来指责耶利伯安你做错事情。
He told Jeroboam in the Bible, if you go back and read in 1 Kings chapter 13, he told the king in the public, he said,You cannot do that. You cannot worship God by yourself. You cannot appoint your own priest, and God is going to judge you.
所以在立王上十三章里头，就这个先知就来指责耶利伯安，说你不能自己指定祭司，你不能来献祭，你都做错了。
And the prophet made a prediction too.
所以这个神人，而且
All those priests that you have ordained, all these priests you think you make them as priests by yourself,
所以你自己指定的祭司
will die,
将来都会死掉
and God will judge them,
因为上帝会审判他们
and in the future there will be a king that God chosen named Josiah, he will deal with them even worse.
然后以后的王甚至会有更坏的事情发生。
And as the prophet was saying that,
就在这个先知讲这些话的时候，
the king was furious and angry.
耶利伯安当然很生气。
And he stretched out his hand.
他伸出他的手。
He told his God, "Catch that prophet."
说拿住他吧。
But as he stretched up his hand.
但是他伸出的手
，Just like my hand now, I have some pain.
我的手伸出来也是有点痛。
But his hand was worse.
但是他的手更糟糕。
All dried up.
就一下就变得枯干了。
He couldn't pick it back.
不能弯回。
Just a dry bone right there.
就变成干枯的骨头。
Now the king knew he did something bad.
所以耶利伯安王知道他做错事情了。
He knew he need to change now.
所以他知道我需要改变。
So he told the prophet, "Please, prophet."
所以他对这个先知神人说
，"Please pray for me."
请你为我祷告。
So that God through His grace to restore my hand.
所以你神的恩典使我的手复原。
The prophet was nice.
所以这个神人这个先知很好
he prayed for the king.
他真的为他祷告
Oh, his king is fine. His hand was fine.
所以他的手复原了
Just like the Bible said, just like the regular hand.
就是恢复跟寻常正常的手一样。
Now, what does that tell us?
这告诉我们什么事情呢？
God still loves him.
神仍然爱他。
Even though he sinned so much,
虽然他犯了这么大的罪，
God still healed him.
神仍然 让他复原，
gave him a chance to change.
给他机会来改变。
Now that is a great news for us today.
这对我们来讲也是好消息。
Who am I? Who among us would sin against God?
我们中间有多少人犯罪？
Sometimes we serve God just by convenience too.
我们经常也只是为了方便才来服侍。
We do our own things.
我们还是做自己的事情。
We don't follow God's will.
我们有的时候不遵守，
We insist on our own way.
坚持自己的方式，不遵守主的旨意。
But God gave us a chance.
但是神给我们机会。
When we know we are judged by Him, we need to repent.
所以我们知道神要审判，我们应该要悔改。
Because Jesus loves us.
因为耶稣爱我们。
While we were yet sinners, the Bible said, Christ died for us.
圣经上说，在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣为我们舍身。
And restore us to make us righteous.
让我们成为公义的。
Now, but did this king change his mind?
但是耶律波安改变了他的念头吗？
No.
没有。
Look at him.
我们继续看下去。
He did not repent.
他并没有改变。
So he was judged by God.
所以最后神还是审判他。
Look at the Bible says.
我们来看圣经上面来讲。
Let's all read together, okay?
让我们来一起读。
Let's read in Chinese first.
让我们中文来一起读三十三节。
这
事以后，耶律波安仍不离开他的恶道，将凡民立为秋坛的祭司，凡愿意的，他都分别为圣，立为秋坛的祭司。这是叫耶罗波安的家陷在罪里，甚至他的家从地上除灭了。
In English, let us all read together, please.
Even after this, Jeroboam did not change his evil ways.But once more appointed priests for the high places from all sorts of people. Anyone who wanted to become a priest, he consecrated for the high places. This was the sin of the house of Jeroboam that led to his downfall and to his destruction from the face of the earth.
He continued his own way.To protect his kingdom, he thought.
他还是继续照自己的方式，以为说他是保护他自己的国家。
Continue his own way to have a new religious system for convenience sake.
继续创造，继续使用新的崇拜系统，只是为了方便。
And therefore, God judged him.
所以神审判他。
The Bible tells us that his son got sick.
他的儿子得病。
2 years later,
两年以后，儿子得病。
And this time, he knew he need God again.
这次他知道他还是需要上帝的恩典。
He sent his wife.
他派他的太太。
Quietly.
就是私底下。
To look for the prophet that called him as king. Look for the prophet and say, see, wow, can something do for his son or not?
去找案例他的先知，来看那个先知能不能为他的儿子做些什么事情。
And the prophet told his wife,
他的先知告诉他的太太，
This, your son is the only son that would die in peace.
这个先知跟他讲，你这个儿子是唯一会在平平安安死去的人。
Because he's still good. He was a good son.
因为你这个儿子是个好的儿子。
His name actually in the Bible is Desiring of Jehovah. It's a good name, a godly name.
他的名字很好，就是说，有心追求耶和华。
But the prophet said he would be remembered by the people. He would die nicely, but not the rest of Jeroboam's children.
他是说这是你唯一的儿子会被人民记得，然后会平平安安的死去的，其他的都不行。
And the Bible said later on his kingdom changed, his dynasty changed, and all his family were judged and killed by other kings.
所以圣经上面记载改朝换代，他的后代就被其他的王 给斩首，通通 都不得好的下场。
God gave us time to change.
神给我们时间悔改。
God still listened to our prayers.
神听我们的祷告。
But don't play around with God's order and God's way.
但是不要轻视神的方式跟他的话语。
There are many celebrities today that become Christians.
现在有很多名人都成为基督徒。
In the newspaper sometime, they'll say, oh, this famous person, that famous person, Madonna, or whichever, you know, great celebrity, they have professed to be a Christian.
在新闻上面，我们常常看到有很多名人自称会变成基督徒。
But,After they become Christian, they change again.
但是成为基督以后，他们又改变了。
Like Charlie Sheen, for example.
就像查理辛。
He claimed that a few years ago he was a born again Christian.
他以前说他是再生的基督徒。
After a while, he sinned again. He went back to his own way.
但是他继续犯罪，还是照他的老套去过日子。
And therefore.You will not be blessed by God.
所以上帝不会赐福。
But there are others that really have a change of life.
但是有很多人真正改变了生命。
Like Johnny Cash.
就像民歌手 Johnny Cash.
Like Chuck Norris.
还有一个武打明星 Chuck Norris.
Like the boxer George Foreman.
甚至拳王 George Foreman.
He changed his lifestyle.
他生命完全改变。
Now he became a pastor, in fact.
他甚至变成了一位牧师。
And many of these people who became Christians would leave their style, leave their life of sins.
所以他们真正成为基督徒，离开以前的生活方式。
Like the great writer, famous author.C.S. Lewis,
像一个有名的作家 C.S. Lewis,
like Chuck Colson,
Chuck Colson,
and like the famous, she died now, the singer Betty Page,
甚至有一个名歌手，有名的歌唱家 Betty Page,
they have changed their life,
他们的生命改变
，so God bless them,
所以上帝赐福给他们。
And today is the same with us.
今天对我们来讲也是同样。
We claim to be born again Christians.
如果我们自称是再生的基督徒，
Please consider that your life must change.
一定要考虑生命要有改变。
Do not worship God just for convenience sake.
不要只是为了方便才来崇拜。
Do not worship God just because you try to please somebody.
不是说为了让别人高兴你才来教堂。
Do not create a system.Of religious freedom that's only convenient for yourself.
不要创造一个崇拜的系统，只是为了方便。
Especially, do not serve God while you are still sinning against God.
特别是不能继续犯罪，还要来侍奉主。
We need to ask God to forgive our sins.
我们要要求上帝来。赦免我们的罪。
And help us to be a truly, truly Christ-centered Christian.
让我们真正能够耶稣为主的基督徒。
And live for Him.
为他而活。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the lesson.